Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure, as always. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you did that. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. And you're going to be glad you hung out with me because we got Matthew Cartwright back on the show, one of the attorneys in the Brain Trust, and one of our good friends. He's a partner with Munley and Cartwright in the great state, practicing primarily out of the great state of Pennsylvania. And he's our good friend Matt Cartwright. Welcome back to the show.
Well, nice to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back. And you got that, been working on that book, huh?
It's funny you mentioned that. I just wrapped up another chapter on it.
All right, good deal, because I've been riding Matt pretty hard to get him to get that book out. So we need your wisdom compiled and condensed into a book, Matt, so we can have it available all the time.
Well, I'm trying my best for you, Jim.
Hey, Matt, one of the things that happens and the best of companies is sometimes there are crises, sometimes there are problems, there are issues. It could be a full major situation like a customer lawsuit or some kind of a serious issue. One of our vehicles, you know, hurts somebody or something like that. It could be something, you know, something smaller, something that can be handled quickly. But either way, there are things that can happen in businesses, and we kind of need to be prepared for those, don't we?
Well, that's right. You know, a lot of what you and I have talked about over the years on these shows is topics that you think about the topic, and there's a legal issue there, and they're all things that you have time to sit down and reflect over and plan for and think about what's the long-term ramification of this or that. Those are all things that where you have time to think about them. Crises are the opposite of that.
Mm-hmm.
Crises are things that have come up all of a sudden, and you have to do something fast.
The phone rings.
Yeah.
And there's a big deal on the other end.
Right, and there's a lot of decisions to be made in a short time period, and there's a lot of opportunity to mess things up.
And some of those decisions are decisions that we've never even had to contemplate, let alone be prepared for, or have ever done before.
Well, that's right, and, you know, since I'm a trial lawyer for a living, I deal with a lot of other people's messes, and most of them started with a crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've had the chance to observe the right decisions and some of the wrong decisions that people make in a crisis. And we're talking about leaders, business owners,
smart people.
That's right.
Well, give us an example of some of the things you've encountered.
Well, there's a lot of dumb things you can do in a crisis.
Give us an example of some of the crises that you've seen.
Well, so for example, you mentioned it. One of the company vehicles runs into somebody, and somebody's
mm-hmm.
badly hurt, and that's a crisis every time.
Mm-hmm.
So the number one rule is don't do stupid things. Realize that, it's a crisis. That means the bad thing happened, and that means the bad thing has already happened.
Right.
You can't go back and undo it. It happened.
Mm-hmm.
All you can do is sensible things, or you can do things to make it worse. So is it
in those cases, whenever the thing is unfolding, one of the things you want to do is tell the truth, but only if you must say something. Isn't one good thing to do just for a little while, just keep your mouth shut?
It can be, yes.
I mean, just take it all in and not react to anything too quickly. Just kind of, let it absorb.
Well, sure. I mean, if you don't have time to think about what you're going to say, I'd bet a good couple of boxes of donuts you're going to say something stupid.
Yeah.
So take time to collect yourself. The other thing is have a crisis response team in place already.
Mm-hmm.
So you have sensible people around you. I mean, if you're just a really small company, it may be just you and your lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
If you have if you have a company where you have the luxury of having some middle managers, well,
right.
Maybe the most trusted employee,
or maybe even deuce to some level at the employee level. And I'll ask Matt about that when we come back after these messages. It's 22. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us, Matt Cartwright, and I will be right back.
I've been in love 10,000 times. All you gotta do is remember my life.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance and use it to your advantage. You got 5 seconds or 15 minutes or anywhere in between on any topic under the small business sign. We got something that will help you there. Multimedia. You can read, you can listen, lots of different ways. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And I'm on Twitter if you want to follow me there, at Jim Blassingame. Matthew Cartwright is our guest. He is the partner with Mundy, Mundy & Cartwright, which is a law firm in Scranton, Pennsylvania. And he practices in a number of states. He's one of the attorneys in the Brain Trust. And Matt is talking to us about how to be prepared for some kind of a crisis. It's something that might turn into a legal mess. And, you know, Matt, we were talking a minute ago about getting a crisis scenario, practicing a crisis scenario. You know, what do we do if this happened? Who does this? Who does what? Where do we go? Who do we call? What do we say? I remember as a young pup working at Sears in college, and I remember the managers used to tell us, you know, we were right out there on the floor with the customers, and the manager used to tell us, now, if anybody falls, it's okay to help them, but don't say you're sorry. That was the training I got for crisis management at Sears.
Well, that's right, and I think that's a good segue for what I wanted to mention. You asked me before, what are the stupid things that people do that we ought to try to avoid when mm-hmm. there's a crisis? The first thing is to remember to be yourself. I mean, you start out as a decent human being,
mm-hmm.
and doing things to aggravate the situation is not smart. Right. Probably going out of your way to blame yourself for something that may not be your fault.
Or apologize. We weren't even supposed to say I'm sorry.
Well, you know what? Sorry works.
Yeah.
I'm sorry this happened to you is not
right.
The same thing as saying this is all my fault.
Right. No. Exactly. You have to. The words are important, aren't they?
Sure, they are.
Yeah.
But there's other stupid things like. You'll see employees writing CYA memos.
Uh-huh.
You know, I warned you that this might happen.
Yeah.
I told you those brakes were rusty.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing to do to get the company together ahead of time and say, look, when there's a crisis, I don't want to see any CYA memos.
Right.
you're working for me. Your jobs are not in jeopardy. But if I see a CYA memo after a crisis, then there's going to be trouble.
Right.
Other things, destroying evidence. Don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
All part of just
tell the truth.
Tell the truth.
Yeah.
I've seen cases where company owners went out and videotaped an accident victim
mm-hmm.
To show that there was really nothing the matter with.
Oh.
I mean, that's a bad move.
Mm-hmm.
No, nothing good can come of that.
Mm-hmm. I've also heard cases where someone was hurt and went to the hospital, and whether they were told not to or they just didn't, the company never checked on or visited the person or checked on the family. And I actually have heard people say, you know what, we're going to sue them, but if they had just checked on us, we probably wouldn't have.
Well, Jim, you're talking to somebody who brings civil cases for a living.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you how many people have come in just because they were mad about how indecently they were treated.
Right.
So, yeah, don't lose sight of your decency.
The humanity.
Yeah, it carries you a long way. It stands you in good stead with
but
a lot
are
of people.
These things, but Matt, are these steps, are these actions things that should be taken with the guidance of an attorney?
Well, sure, and that's why I mentioned you should have a crisis management team, even if it's just you and your lawyer on the phone. And the lawyer is going to be telling you the same things that I'm telling you now, is don't do stupid things and don't act like a jerk. That's probably the at the top of the list.
Mm-hmm.
But then there are other things. You know, there's always this kind of circle the wagons mentality.
Mm-hmm.
When something bad happens. Try to avoid that because, number one, it eats into your normal impulse to be a decent human
being.
Give
us an example of circling the wagons.
Well, for example, there's a broken step on the front of your business office.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody falls and twists an ankle. Well, a lot of people would think, oh, well, don't fix that step. Because that would be admitting that there was something wrong with the step.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a circle the wagons, a short-sighted approach.
Well, what should you do?
Fix it right away.
Fix the step immediately.
Okay, right. And I'll tell you why. Almost all American jurisdictions hold that subsequent remedial measures are not even admissible in court.
Hmm.
So the person may sue the pants off you, but you can't, but cannot get into evidence that you went and fixed that step afterward.
Right. Very interesting.
Why? Because we have the law has a public policy of promoting public safety.
Because the last thing you want is if one person fell, there may be a reason you don't want two people to fall.
Exactly.
Now we got a class action, right?
But the bottom line is, don't ever be afraid to do the right thing,
mm-hmm.
because the law supports you to do the right thing.
What if your attorney? Now, you're a good attorney, Matt, or we wouldn't have you back on. We know you give good advice because you've given it to us here before. But what if your attorney tells you something that you think violates what you've been telling us, like not being a good human being, not being honest and sincere. Not that your attorney would tell you to lie. I don't mean that. But the attorney you're talking to, you feel is making you uncomfortable with what they're asking you to do. What do you do then?
Well, you didn't get to be a grown-up adult and a business owner without having some good instincts.
Right.
So if your instincts are telling you you might not be getting great advice,
right.
You do what you do if you felt that way when you went to your
doctor.
Go get a second opinion.
Second opinion, yeah, well said. Matt, hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back, folks. More to come after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Matt Cartwright is our guest.
The night has come. And the land is dark.
That's Ben E. King, ladies and gentlemen, bringing us back. 7 till, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, having a great visit with our good friend Matt Cartwright. Matthew Cartwright is a partner with Munley and Cartwright, which is a law firm in Scranton, Pennsylvania. That's Munley.com, is that right?
It sure is.
That's the website. It's not your grandfather's attorney's website, folks, so check that out. And you guys practice all kinds of law, not just litigation?
Well, mostly litigation.
Yeah.
It's all kinds of civil litigation, business litigation, tort litigation.
What states do you practice in?
Well, we've done cases in Pennsylvania, New York, and on occasion we'll wander up and down the East Coast. I did a case in South Carolina with the able assistance of local counsel.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's important enough, we'll wander far from home.
Right. Matt, we're talking, folks. Matt is helping us with the crisis management scenario and what to do. You know, it's probably a good idea if you've got truck drivers to say, okay, now if you work for me for a long time, the chances are pretty good there's going to be a fender bender or maybe even something more serious. When this happens, here are the things that I want you to do. Is that a good idea? Maybe even give them a list of things?
You bet. In fact, make sure the list is in their glove compartment.
Yeah.
And make sure the list is sensible. I mean, I've seen lists in truck accident cases. I've seen lists that include no matter what you did, do not admit this was your fault.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? That's admissible in court, that list.
Wow. Huh.
So when the trucker gets on the stand and says that the victim pulled right in front of him and it was her fault, you know, the victim's lawyer can make a lot of hay with that list.
Right, as if that was the preconceived notion of the truck driver. Before before the wreck happened, he already knew it was not going to be his fault.
And that's what's wrong with America today. Nobody accepts responsibility
right.
for what they did.
Exactly. Well said. Yeah. You know, in Europe, I asked them. I was in Copenhagen, and we were around these canals, and there were no rails on the canals, and there were no signs warning people that they might fall in the water. And I asked them. I asked some of the people there. I said, why do you not have this like we have in the United States? She said, well, the European jurisprudence system presumes that you're supposed to have enough sense not to fall in the water. And that's something that's missing in our tort system, I think, Matt, don't you?
I don't. I have a lot of trust in American juries, and 9 out of 10 American jurors would say the same thing as that person in Copenhagen.
I hope you're right. We want to train our people what to do. And the list needs to be something like, make sure everybody's okay, call the authorities, call me, whatever. What else?
Exactly. Well, you mentioned a truck accident. Put flares out and warnings so that other
right.
people don't get hurt.
Right.
Yeah, that's the main thing, is making sure everybody's safe, and then worry about, you know, how the liability shakes out later
mm-hmm.
on.
That's a really important thing for wrecks, because a lot of times the initial wreck isn't what gets people hurt. It's the people running into you afterwards that hurts and kills people.
You're right about that.
So at what point do we call the lawyer?
Well, it's
immediately, or do we try to work it out ourselves? When should we get the lawyer involved? When a crisis happens,
it's never too early to call a lawyer. And if you're calling, you know, if nothing needs to be done, well, the lawyer will tell you.
Yeah.
But that lawyer, the sooner you get the lawyer on the phone, the better. The other thing I mentioned about don't destroy evidence.
Mm-hmm.
Modern businesses have normal retention and destruction policies. We did a whole show about this before, but
mm-hmm.
I wanted to mention it again.
Mm-hmm.
If you automatically destroy, say, computer records every so often,
mm-hmm.
suspend that. If there's been a big accident, somebody got hurt, or maybe there's a huge business dispute going
right,
on,
right.
suspend your normal retention and destruction and keep records, because you can be accused of intentionally destroying documents
hmm.
if you just let the automatic destruction go on.
Right. Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that might be something somebody did. I got about 30 seconds. Last thoughts, Matt.
Well, the main thing is, when a crisis happens, continue to be yourself. Continue to be the decent, responsible, caring member of the community that you always have been. Be guided by those main principles, and don't abandon them just because something has happened. Talk to your lawyer. Make sure it's somebody that you trust and that assists you in major decisions in your business. And if you don't feel like you're getting good advice, get a second opinion.
Right. Hey, Matt, thanks so much for this. This has been very helpful to me and to our audience, I'm sure. Thanks for being here. Good job today, and we'll see you next time.
Great to talk to you.
Matthew Cartwright, ladies and gentlemen. That's with Munley and Cartwright. And the website is Munley, MUNLEY.com. Matt will be back another day with a lot more good information. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.